Welcome to the Customer Mission Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Olson, and today we're going to talk about the true cause of the strategy execution gap. So when the strategy doesn't deliver on anticipated expectations, the strategy execution gap is the scapegoat. In fact, thousands of articles have been written on this phenomenon. For example, here's one of the top results from a quick Google search. What causes execution gaps? There are numerous potential causes of execution gaps, such as goals and timelines that are too ambitious, little to no clarity about the vision or goals, and even a lack of buy-in from key players. One of the biggest causes relates to your resources. However, this actually isn't the problem. Yes, these components can influence the success or failure of a strategy, but they're not the cause of the strategy execution gap. Fundamentally, a strategy execution gap exists because a bridge between strategy and execution is not created. Without a bridge, a high-level corporate strategy has virtually an infinite number of ways it can be translated into execution. This often results in reframing existing initiatives so they present like they're aligned with the strategy, or simply a series of random tactics which can loosely be tied to the strategy. And in this lies the problem. Without translation, any and all things can become part of the strategy, which ends up making the strategy itself less strategic. Let's take a hypothetical example. Say a company develops its corporate strategy, and within that strategy, there's an objective of attaining growth in a new market. Let's also assume that the corporate team did their due diligence to identify that this market is really an opportunity and that it's growing and the organization has the capabilities and resources to serve it. So, now, this strategic objective is shared with key departments. In this example, let's limit it to sales, marketing, and product development. In each of these departments, they then proceed to develop their individual plans to achieve this objective. But here's the rub. There are 1,000 ways to skin a cat. So let's say the sales team focuses on adding more reps in the field for that market. Marketing focuses on developing marketing materials and promotions to reach that market. Product development focuses on creating a couple new products for that market. This all seems to make complete and logical sense. The plans align with the strategy. And the teams who are excellent at execution get right to work. However, no real traction really occurs. Only a marginal amount of revenue is generated here and there. Obviously, a strategy execution gap. Yet the problem isn't the strategy or the department plans, communication resources, or overly ambitious goals. It is the lack of a supporting strategy. A supporting strategy takes lofty objectives and translates them into clear, actionable, and aligned approaches to execution. Different from an operational or implementation plan, a supporting strategy is a strategy of its own, a unique and distinct way to achieve the objectives provided in the corporate strategy. Basically, instead of plugging in your old playbook to fit the new corporate strategy, you create your own unique strategy to support it. In our example, if each of these three departments, instead of jumping to creating execution plans, begin with creating their own supporting strategies, sales might focus on approaching market penetration in a new and different way to better connect with the target audience. Marketing might focus on designing a unique, non-traditional program that stands out in a homogeneous market. Product development might focus on not creating a new product, but designing an experience. The point isn't to execute the obvious and traditional stuff. It's to design a strategic approach to achieve those bold and ambitious corporate objectives. The point here is that each department needs its own strategy tied to the overarching corporate strategy, which then will focus and drive execution. In addition, supporting strategies ensure strategic thinking is embedded across the organization rather than simply hitting the easy button and rehashing the same tired tactics. Bottom line, once you have a corporate strategy, it's time to create your supporting strategies to truly bridge the execution gap. This has been Andrea Olson with the Customer Mission Podcast. Thank you for listening. Look forward to having you back next time.